Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for November 8th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, the U.S. and China will roll back tariffs if they strike a preliminary deal, a move requested by China before signing a Phase 1 trade agreement. The signing of the agreement may now be delayed until next month, but the two sides continue to wrap up talks. That is according to the South Morning China Post. A spokesman for China's Commerce Ministry says top negotiators have had serious and constructive discussions on resolving issues of core concerns over the last couple of weeks. China says the U.S. and China should remove tariffs simultaneously as part of reaching the agreement. A delegation of U.S. House Democrats told the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau that the USMCA negotiations are nearly complete. Led by Representative Richard Neal, the group met with Trudeau and other top officials from Canada. Neal says of the talk, significant progress is being achieved on the agreement. Trudeau says the group talked about jobs and opportunities USMCA will create and how they will work together to keep strengthening the longstanding relationship between the U.S. and Canada. Few legislative days remain to pass the agreement, however, in 2019, with Congress mired by the House impeachment inquiry and the need to quickly pass spending bills. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week appeared to be optimistic at the White House that her chamber could reach an agreement to pass the USMCA. The Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue on Thursday gave an update on the potential second tranche of payments to producers under the USDA Tariff Mitigation Program.
We just have gotten authorization on the second tranche. We'll be getting it ready hopefully the end of this month or early December.
Perdue also gave an update on the possibility of a third tranche, which he said would be dependent on how quickly we can get a deal done with the U.S. and China.
We're very hopeful that the China negotiations can come to a favorable conclusion. The numbers that we're talking about right now would be very beneficial to our agricultural producers, and we're hopeful that the trade would supplant any type of farm aid needed in 2020.
Perdue also gave an update on this week's trade mission to Mexico.
Business-to-business meetings there going on, helping to generate new export opportunities.
He also talked about his conversation with the Mexican Ag Secretary.
It was good to visit with Secretary Villalobos again. We discussed the various issues between us, such as biotech issues and things like that.
And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz asked the U.S. Agriculture Secretary on Thursday to declare a disaster for 12 counties in northwestern Minnesota, where farmers are struggling through a very difficult harvest season. The governor said in a letter to Sonny Perdue that unrelenting bad weather has come on top of challenges farmers were already facing from low commodity prices and trade uncertainties. He told Perdue how the region's crops have fallen victim to flooding, disease, and freezing temperatures, leaving many producers unable to harvest their crops. This is Inside Agriculture.